Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now to pursue more information from the Food, Farm, and Family Department here. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with an overview of what's going on for the world of family farms and farmers, a world I know very well because I grew up around it and still have a family farm. And that's why I do this program, because I want to support those of you who are into the generational farm, the farms that are the backbone of agriculture in our country still, even though we have this problem with the four or five large companies that are trying to put everybody else out of business. It is a serious problem, but I want to address how to help you make your farm more viable. And that's usually the spirit in which I have the guests. We'll be talking to a lady who runs a berry farm in a few minutes. In the meantime, it's time for some news from the Ag Department, if you will, of the Food, Farm, and Family Enterprise. I guess I have a question with regard to the following information. Whether or not the new Fairlife decision to put a production facility for milk and dairy in New York, is this going to help? Does it do it for you? This is another huge company that's trying to control milk distribution. So what does it do for the family farmers? Some of them are pretty large. Some of them are average size, medium size in New York State and Pennsylvania. The New England area has a processing plant not far from me down in Franklin, Massachusetts. And a lot of the milk is hauled in here from New York State. Apparently that would stop with the announcement that the company is planning this is Nestle that owns Fairlife, and that's why I say this is a huge corporation that's trying to control much of the milk supply. Sort of they are in tandem, or maybe they're in competition with the Suiza family, and what happens? Who are they going to get the milk from? Are they deciding right now which of the cooperatives are going to be in play here? And so that, you know, the state of New York has made a big announcement. The company is going to build a 745,000 square foot production facility up near Lake Ontario. The construction beginning pretty soon. I'm looking at a press release that comes from them talking about, and by the way, Nestle is owned by the Coca-Cola company. So they are growing and expanding into the dairy business because the dairy business is good. So is it good? Is it making sense to you that Coca-Cola, one of the worst drinks possible for the human condition, even though lots of people drink all of that stuff, it's not good for you, that they are the ones who are going to be pooling milk from Indiana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania into New York State for this huge manufacturing facility? The Fairlife brand does a lot of what they call protein drinks, chocolate drinks, strawberry drinks, that sort of thing. Filtered milk is what they call it. I think it's just a kind of a buzz. It's a promotional thing as much as anything else. Now, it's good to have, in my mind, it's good to have these facilities producing or processing. They're not producing anything. They're processing. And is it a good thing for the regional dairy industry? Yes and no. It would be nice if there were smaller companies who were doing it. And I think farmers have taken to this themselves, because a lot of times there are these smaller co-ops, especially in New York and New England, where they are getting together, farmers get together, and they create their own system where they can process the milk and sell it, and they make more money. Is in this circumstance, with milk prices being where they are, I think the last time I saw a price last year at this time, milk was about $34 a hundredweight up in my neck of the woods. It's half that today. And the government was crowing this week about how they figured that the pool price is going to be up to $20.50 by the end of the summer. Huh? How is that? Wouldn't compare that. $34 was good. That at least allowed dairy farmers to make some profit. At $20, they make nothing. At $16, they lose tons. And that's where we get back into this whole argument about the huge mega farms, the farm factories that are doing dairy with 20,000 cows. Then the milk production and the milk processing and the milk quality leaves a lot to be desired. So anyway, this announcement by Fairlife and Coca-Cola comes against the backdrop of the dairy industry, if you want to call it that, the dairy business having to adjust. This has been going on forever. We get milk prices that are high, and everybody wants to go buy cows. So the value of a cow last year at this time, a good Holstein, maybe first or second calf cow, was $1,700, $1,800. A good cow might be $2,000, $2,300. A Jersey would bring $1,300, $1,400, $1,500, maybe $1,600. And the prices, however, have stayed pretty consistent in terms of the value. Cows, prices for dairy cows off a little bit, but certainly not as much as one might expect, given the fact that milk is bringing half as much as it did last year. So there is, in fact, the fluid milk consumption in my neck of the woods up here has gone down 3 or 4%. And many of the people, when they're asked why is that, it happens to be because of the stuff that that is being processed, like this stuff that is coming from Nestle's and Coca-Cola. Anyway, what's the demand for cheese, on the other hand, talking about the value of milk and how much it's bringing per hundredweight. The demand has stayed. Cheese has been, the interest in cheese is very high. But at any rate, as I said, by the end of the summer, they don't predict the price to be even $21 a hundredweight, which is not enough to pay what it costs you to make that milk. So once again, then there's the weather that's a factor in all of this stuff. So is it good that we have this new plant? And what are the impacts going to be? I guess that remains to be seen. It's not bad. It just isn't exciting. Maybe that's the way I should put it. There are a lot of challenges for the family farm, and I want to talk about those in a few moments after I spend some time with you talking about the latest from Omaha Steaks. Father's Day is around the corner, so if you're wondering what you give the man who has everything, perhaps you can give him Omaha Steaks. That's kind of a cool thing. All you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com, use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG, and get $30 off a qualifying order. Father's Day. The experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face with hand-selected packages. Go over to omahasteaks.com, use the promo code 30DUG, 30DUG, D-O-U-G, at checkout. Get $30 off your qualifying order. You can choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, fork-tender, bacon-wrapped filet mignon. And there are other, you know, all kinds of gourmet grillables, air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, burgers, jumbo franks, and many more of your favorites. So don't forget to save room for dessert either. There are four delicious caramel apple tartlets that come. Man, I'm getting hungry just thinking about this. So go to omahasteaks.com, use the code 30DUG, 30DUG, D-O-U-G, at checkout. Get $30 off an unforgettable gift guaranteed to make your dad's day great. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code 30DUG, 30DOUG, at checkout.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back on the American Family Farmer to the news segment, I'm thinking about the challenges. I guess I was attracted to an article I read about what's going on in Michigan. The state is one of the most diverse agricultural places in our country, so it makes for good focus. The Michigan Farm Bureau Census was the reason that I kind of glommed onto this. Folks that run Up North Live took a deep dive to find out if family farms are disappearing from Michigan or if they're adapting. And the numbers show how important agriculture is to the state of Michigan. But also there's a trend that is worrisome. In the last decade, the number of farms has gone down. 95% of Michigan farms family-owned, multi-generational. There's a strong interest to be part of the ag community and to raise production. But at the same time, one of the fellows that teaches farm business management at the University of Michigan says there also seem to be some shifts on the more traditional farm front, where there are many farms that are four or five generations deep, different challenges, and that's what's impacting whether people stay on the farm or not. The challenges, in other words, are different than they have been the last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. The cost of doing all of this, the cost of land, buying seeds, buying diesel, buying tractors, buying equipment, have gone way up. Everything just keeps increasing, and it's hard to keep up with it. You have to think about a lot more in terms of spending and what you're buying and what the costs are, how you're going to get your money back, that sort of thing. That's always the case with any business. But on the farm, there are labor shortage problems that are affecting the workforce, and that's a concern for certainly lots of the farmers up there. One of the things noted in this article that often have is selling their development rights. This is a very good idea. And if it isn't being done in your area, perhaps you should take a page from the Michigan playbook and get the development rights to be bought by the community, by some private entity, some trust, if you will, that saves land. This is all being done in many places, and last year 7,000 land agreements in northern Michigan were signed. So that's how multi-generational farmers are now trying to continue into the row crop business, into the dairy business. It's a great idea. So hopefully a word to the wise is efficient. You can get this going in your area. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
At the hour on the American Family Farmer this week. Doug Steffen in the middle of May, the middle of springtime. Lots of things going on. It's exciting to be on all farms, no matter what goes on the farm. This is a great time of year to be operating a farm. And so we decided to invite an operator of a berry farm up in Vermont. Jessica Sanford is here with us. She has an operation that is worthy of note, and so that's why we bring her to you, because we want you to listen and perhaps pick up some ideas as to what may be successful as you apply some of the things they're doing to your farm. So, Jessica, welcome to the American Family Farmer. Tell us about you and your family and the berry farm.
Yeah, great to be here. So we have a certified organic berry farm in Vermont, in Chittenden County. Sort of the
how hard, if I may interrupt you for a second, how hard was it to get certified? That's a, I'm told, a difficult farm business to get certified organic. Can you tell us how difficult and how
berries,
what you went through?
Yeah, I'd say growing berries is difficult organically, but we are committed to it. The process, I think, once you do it a few times, it's not that hard. It's, you know, record keeping, but they're records you should be keeping anyway, such as like amendments and irrigation and timing of things and sales. So it hasn't, you know, the work is not that much extra. And for us, you know, commitment to the soil, the health of the pollinators, but also, you know, a differentiation in the marketplace. You know, we're probably one of the largest certified organic berry farms in the area. So for us, it makes a difference, given that, you know, strawberries and blueberries are consistently high on the list of ones that you should be eating organically.
Right, exactly. All this stuff, frankly, the sprays that put on that are being put on to traditionally grown berries and fruits and apples and pears is not, it doesn't, you don't eliminate it by washing the outside. It gets into the fabric and the fiber. And I don't know if that's part of what you do to educate people, because you have you've got a great system here, it looks like. You have, is it your husband that you and your children that are working all together here?
Yeah, we do have a crew that helps us. But Adam started the farm, I think we're in our 22nd season. So he started the farm 10 years ago, and then I joined, you know, 11, 12 years ago. And so we have two kids, and we operate with a crew of anywhere, just Adam and I, to a crew of 15. Mm-hmm. But our crew, you know, we also include pick your own customers in our crew. You know, they're a vital, of course, part of getting fruit off the bushes in the summer.
Right. So you're getting close. I think strawberries would be what comes up first, right? Early June, even up in Vermont. I say Vermont, I'm in Massachusetts, and all of us have those climate things. But there's something about Vermont that I love. The weather is not part of it once we get into October or November.
Yeah. So we're getting close to strawberries. You know, some years we'll have them at the end of May. Some years, you know, I think 2019, we didn't have them until June 13th. But mm-hmm. we consistently say June 1st. But we're in full bloom right now, and we're watching the weather as we have frost predicted. So
right. This week has been a little bit. Yeah. So what would that do, just out of curiosity? I've got a few seconds here before I have to pause. If you have a frost, what will that do?
So without protection, the flowers won't survive the frost. So that, mm-hmm. you know, if we didn't cover them with Remay, we would lose our crop.
All right. So there's a lot of work there that you might not want to plan on, but you have to have it. You got to have the provisions handy by so you don't lose the crop. Because I'm told by a lot of produce guys that the strawberry season is what gets sort of predicates what happens for the season on regular, what I call truck farms. Let's get to that as we continue here with Jessica Sanford on the American Family Farmer.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. No news is not necessarily good news in Washington.
President Biden and Republicans remain far apart on the debt ceiling as the June 1st deadline looms. Lawmakers briefly resumed talks after they were put on pause earlier Friday.
Jerry Barmash reporting Congress needs to raise the debt limit by June 1st to avoid a default. Nebraska lawmakers have passed a 12-week abortion ban and restricted gender-affirming health care for those under the age of 19. The measure would make it illegal for medical providers to perform an abortion after 12 weeks, except in rare circumstances, and also bans medical treatments such as hormone treatments and puberty blockers. Minnesota's governor has signed a historic gun safety bill into law.
The measure signed Friday establishes universal background checks for private gun sales. It also puts so-called red flag laws into place.
That's Karen Sloan, Jeremy Scott, USA News.
text enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
American family farmer Doug Steffen here with Jessica Sanford, who works with her family. They own and operate a farm, the Adams Berry Farm, up in Vermont. And so we're talking about frost stuff and how unpredictable the weather can be, because we're now well into the middle, kind of almost two-thirds of the way through May. You'd like to think we were beyond, but up in Vermont, as I was alluding to in sort of a snarky way a few minutes ago, I think Vermont is the most beautiful state in our country, frankly, and it's so appealing, except for when it's cold. And so that's, you know, New Hampshire, I don't find the appeal in New Hampshire. I've lived in Massachusetts. I lived in the same town all my life here, and I have my own farming operation. But I don't like to be here in the winter either. It's no fun. But yet, in the summertime, it's so full of life up in where, in your neck of the woods especially. And, you know, I'm excited for you because of, hopefully you're going to have a good season with strawberries and raspberries and blueberries and that sort of thing. I guess that each is, though, you confront different problems. Like when I think of blueberries, I've tried to put 20 or 30 blueberry plants out, and I'll cover them with mesh, and still somehow the damn birds find a way of getting underneath there and eating all of the blueberries. So how do you handle that?
Well, you know, you can net the blueberries. You know, they have big, elaborate netting systems. And we haven't gone that route because, you know, part of our operation is pick your own. And it just takes away some of the beauty to be picking under nets. So we just always say we're going to plant an extra 2 rows for the birds. And, you know, we probably lose 10% of our crop to birds. But
Do they know which 2 rows they're supposed to use?
Yeah, they stay pretty much in their 2 rows.
Signs, birds come here, please.
Yeah. So, but we'll, you know, we send the dogs just to run through the fields, or the kids to run through the fields. But yeah, we lose a good percentage to the birds.
So that's the whole business of how you decide, because there are different varieties of strawberries, different varieties of raspberries and blueberries. How did you decide which one would be the hardiest and most worthwhile, or do you have different varieties?
Yeah, so we have a lot of different varieties, and part of that is to stretch our seasons longer, you know, so we can have blueberries mm-hmm. June to the end of September.
Yeah.
And then also to give some cushion if one variety is not doing great one year, we have other varieties to fall back on. So we have 23, maybe I think we'll be up to 24 varieties of blueberries this year.
Mm-hmm.
We have 8 varieties of raspberries and about 10 varieties of strawberries.
How much land do you, and how many people do you suppose you're supplying? Are you supplying local restaurants? Are you supplying local stores? Or is everything sold on your farm?
Everything stays mostly within a 30-mile radius. We work with one CFA-type model, Farmers To You, and they bring food down to Boston. But we try to stay as local as we can, and honestly, we can't meet the demand. We have 57 acres, and about 30 of that is in production.
Yeah.
Our primary crop being blueberries.
Yeah, that's good. Good for you. Get more land. Buy more land. Plant more bushes.
And, that's on the list. That's on the list.
Beside I want to stick with the organic thing a little bit because so much of it depends on soils. When we, let's say we're doing organic regular vegetables, you turn the, you know, maybe have no-till or you turn the fields over every year, but you don't do that with blueberry. I mean, I guess you do with strawberries because they're only good for a couple of seasons, if that.
Yeah.
But
we have our strawberries on a 5-year rotation, so they're not back into the same field for 5 years. So in those other years, we're cover cropping, we're building soil health, we're building those soil microorganisms before we bring strawberries back onto that plot of land. And for
what
blueberries,
do you do?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I want to stick with the organic thing for a minute because it's difficult to sell things that seem not to look right, as crazy as that seems. It doesn't have anything to do with the value of it or the flavor, but people are crazy, and so they only want to buy stuff that looks perfect. So how are you protecting the raspberries and the blueberries and the strawberries from infection, from bugs, and that sort of thing?
Yeah, so all of our raspberries we have undercover. You know, raspberries and strawberries don't like moisture, so having the raspberries undercover, you know, allows us from 60% of our crop being, you know, marketable to 90% of our crop being marketable. You know, having them undercover just helps us control moisture, pests and disease and whatnot. Strawberries, you know, it's a little, we just pray that there's no rain in June. But, you know, we freeze a lot of our berries. So all those berries that are blemished or not, you know, quite up to par for what we would sell fresh, we freeze and sell frozen, you know.
So tell me how that works. How do you differentiate or how do you harvest? Do you have sorters or do you just...
In the fields, people are sorting with strawberries. That we have a 3-tier sorting system where, you know, the stuff that's going to be sold goes into the baskets. The second quality stuff goes into a bucket and we freeze that either for value added products or just frozen berries. And then the moldy berries go to the chickens. So we have very little food waste on the farm, and that feels good that we utilize all the fruit that comes off the farm.
Absolutely. I think that's very important.
And financially, that's a pretty good thing too.
Right. Do you think you're affected by the farm bill, by the federal government, various programs, or do you sort of stick to your own and not have to worry about government interference once you borrow money or get grants from the government?
You know, we stay pretty localized with our grants. You know, a lot of our grants that we have applied for come through the state of Vermont. I mean, I think they're funded federally, but we in Vermont have a pretty localized food system and a lot of local support for helping small farms.
Well, I think that there's a differentiation for sure here, but I find a lot of people just want to stay independent of the government.
You know, I'm not going to say we're not impacted by the farm and food bill because I believe everyone is. Everyone who eats is impacted by the farm and food bill. But I think we try to stay in our little bubble, like, do what we do, try to get as much fresh organic berries to our community.
Yep. All right, we continue. Jessica Stanford, Sanford is here, S-A-N-F-O-R-D, from Adams Berry Farm. She and her husband and the children, and also a crew working the land, working the fruits. There are also other things that they do. We'll talk about that as we continue here with certain farm, strong farm values. I like to hear the stories that come from people who are younger and making a success of it. Nobody's saying it's not a lot of work, because it is. But listen to the satisfaction in Jessica's voice. It's cool. Doug Steffen here to talk about All Natural Balance 7. So if you're working hard and you're eating fast and kind of on the run, and you're not doing a good job taking care of your body, here's a way to balance the acidity and the alkalinity. Anybody that you know that knows anything about anybody's body knows that too much acid in your system can affect your energy, it affects your immune system, it really puts your body under stress. So if you're trying to, well, you modify your eating habits, that's one way of doing it for sure. But also there's Balance 7. That you can buy and use three times a day. A little cup of this will, in not much time, 7-8 weeks, it'll balance out your body. I use it every single day. And now you can get Balance 7 by calling 800-793-9039 and use my name, Doug. You'll get $15 off your order. You'll get free shipping. You'll get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. The company makes that good for the outside. As Balance 7 is good for the inside of your body, My Smooth Skin is good for the outside. And all this comes with a fabulous 100% money-back guarantee. So, 3 1-ounce sips a day, all you need in 7 weeks, you will find your body has acclimated and the balance is very obvious. Call 800-793-9039 to balance your body with Balance 7. Use my name, Doug, and you get all of the benefits of what I just outlined. And also, what the most important thing is, you're doing great things for your body. You can go online to balance7.com, but quicker action can be had by calling 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039 to balance your body with Balance 7. That's the bottom line. And mention my name, Doug.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back for a few more minutes with Jessica Sanford of the Adams Berry Farm. Website is adamsberryfarm.com. So what background do you and your husband have? I didn't ask you if you were a farm kid or not before we started this.
Yeah, so I grew up high school working on a farm, but didn't go to school for, you know, anything related to farm. I went to school for biology and education. Adam, you know, he didn't grow up on a farm. He worked in high school in a bunch of vineyards in the Finger Lakes region and worked on several farms after that and just found that he really liked working with perennials and, you know, really wanted a product to grow that people were excited by. And he says, no one's excited by kale and cabbage, but a lot of people are excited by berries.
Well, so, yeah, they are, but you do other things. Yeah, what else do you do besides the berries?
So we, you know, we have a small pick-your-own operation of flowers as well, and so we're doing flowers, and then we grow a little bit of veggies on the farm. I grew up, you know, when I grew up, I was on a veggie farm. I worked on several veggie farms. So we're growing veggies just to sell through our farm stand to have a diverse offering in our farm stand when people come here to visit the farm for pick-your-own berries.
Yeah, I would think that.
We get older and wiser. We're trying to streamline and not jump into too many different things. You know, we had an orchard and we dug that up last week.
Really?
We did, yeah.
What do you mean? You had apples and pears and that sort of thing?
We had peaches, plums, and cherries. And so if you look at your land and, you know, you want to look at return on investment,
right,
we can make more on those 5 acres and blueberries than we can in pears and apple, pears and peaches and cherries.
You're near Burlington, so do you have great, other than the fact that it's cold, being near Burlington, that's a good bustling market area, a lot of progressive thinking. People must respect and like what you're offering.
Yeah, people really love the farm. They love that we're committed to organic berries. And, you know, Burlington is a great, you know, a great sales place. You know, restaurants, markets, you know, it's great to be within, you know, we're 12 miles from Burlington. We do the Burlington Farmers Market and probably work with all the restaurants and most of the breweries, actually.
So that's great.
So a lot of those second berries that aren't great for sale, people are making beer or cider out of.
Why not? All right, well, you've got your efforts are laudable, And I can tell that you like what you're doing. So congratulations to you and your husband and your family for continuing or getting something started that hopefully will continue with your children. AdamsBerryFarm.com is the website. Jessica Sanford is here. This is a family-owned and operated business in Vermont. God, I take my hat off to you. God love you. Keep working hard and be an inspiration for all of the people who can go down that road. Thanks, Jessica, for being here on the American Family Farm.
Thanks so much.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Three past the hour now on the American Family Farm. I was about to say the Doug Steffen Good Day program. There's so many things. I produce a couple of health shows every week for airing on the weekend. A lot of the same stations that carry this program and the Good Day show. It's here to balance because these are the things that are important to me. The farm, health and well-being, health issues, and what's going on in the world. So I kind of combine all of those things every week. And if you want to catch up, you can go to gooddayshow.com where you can find access to all these programs. There is a separate place for American Family Farmer, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. That's where you can find the podcast, as a matter of fact. The most recent podcast begins with news about how President Biden is getting pushback on some of the climate policies and how they affect farmers. I'm happy there is some pushback. I think there needs to be more pushback, frankly, because I think the climatologists or whatever you want to call them are getting too much focus and too much attention. Also, the story from the Netherlands about how lawsuits have been filed against the country because of them buying up a bunch of farmland and keeping people from continuing their farming. Well, the question from the farmers there is, how are we going to get our food? We also have a conversation with James and Eileen Ray on the program, the most recent podcast. Idea of moving a farm in rural Tennessee that produces soap and skincare products. Interesting conversation. Just another focus on milk, frankly, what you can do with it. We talk about the Federal Milk Marketing Improvement Act. Let's see where that goes. Anyway, that's part of the podcast. You can get it right now at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I use this portion of the program to talk about things that are important to me, maybe with a little twist. And I will tell you, one of the things I enjoy most, especially this time of year, but through the course of the year, I love going to auctions. I have this year chosen to put a number of things that I've had on the farm for a long time that I haven't used up for auction. And I've gotten, it depends on where you take the stuff, because sometimes there is a good venue for a particular type of implement or a tractor. And sometimes, you know, you have to find, if you're selling, you want to put your stuff in a buyer's market. And if you're buying, you want to try to go to a seller's market. But I've noticed prices, auction prices have been, in terms of implements and tractors and stuff that's for the farm, the prices of new and the way that farmers are being treated by John Deere and that ilk, they're buying used, so the prices are going up. Then there are other things. I've noticed a lot of four-wheelers at auctions lately. Yeah, there's the usual truck and tractor stuff and skid steers, but there also have been a lot of things. A lot of farms have been selling out. You see a lot of ads almost daily for retirement sales out in the Midwest especially, and then the land is up for sale and who buys it. That's an important consideration, part of not necessarily what I want to talk about here with regard to auctions, but I do think that there are so many different ways to, and now with the business of COVID pushing auctions online, there are a lot of people wondering whether we'll go back to having live in-person auctions. Well, the answer to that is yes, but I think they're being used. You talked to a number of different auctioneers that I do business with. Jim McFadden runs an auction house and actually a farm dealership out in Sharon Springs, New York. A lot of people listening to us in the Albany area know of McFadden's auctions and what's there. I think he's done a good job of bringing in a lot of people from a lot of different areas because there's a lot of diversity in what he has. And he does a lot of promotion, excuse me, which is good. And you don't see many knickknacks. Once in a while he starts the auction with stuff. You know, I don't see any fishing rods there, but I see lots of tools and things that are cool for the farm. And that's he knows what his audience is and what they want. And so when we get into the live sale, it's kind of like it's an electric feeling. You know, everybody gets to pay attention. Sometimes if the auctioneer moves too fast, you miss stuff. I've had that happen to me over and over again, and I get annoyed. But you meet friends and stuff at the – you talk to people from different generations, and you were talking about farming, and sometimes you miss the stuff. So paying attention is part of the game for sure. The live auctioneer is still doing well. They're very – if the good ones, there's another – a fellow named Lehman down in Pennsylvania that I think is magnetic and persuasive, and so that helps for the outcome of the auction. So there's still some thoughts about auctioneering and auctions as we move ahead. I thought you would enjoy that conversation here on this week's American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.